There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming while reading national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
This sports podcast on Play.it is powered by DraftKings, a leading provider of daily fantasy sports.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Got so much going on. One of those days. Got the poker open. Borgata.
That's next a week.
Go to junkiespokeropen.com to sign up. Jason, you and I are hosting Washington Game Day Uncensored on Sunday before the Redskins-Patriots game. That is at the American Tap Room in Ruston, Ruston Town Center. So I hope you can join us for that. Had a packed show. Join us right now to talk some baseball. He's an injury expert. Help us break down why so many guys supposedly have thrown out their arms under Dusty Baker. It's Chris O'Leary. You can check out his website, chrisoleary.com. Hey, Chris.
How are you?
So there's some people here in Washington who are very upset that Dusty Baker got hired because they believe that Dusty Baker, as a manager, is just going to wear out guys' arms and ruin pitchers. Have you studied Dusty Baker's track record and what he's done working with pitchers? What have you come up with? What have you concluded?
Well, there are a couple things about the whole Pryor Wood Cubs thing. You know, first of all, Pryor and Wood both had flawed mechanics, and their flawed mechanics are what got them. You could certainly argue that, and I would argue that Baker didn't help them out any by pushing them as hard as he did. Although he didn't push them relatively that hard. You know, it's not like they threw 300 innings. They just threw 230 or so.
Yeah.
But I think there is some evidence that he's gotten better and that he learned from that experience. And, you know, and generally speaking, you have to be careful with guys with problematic mechanics. And that's basically the whole of the Nationals rotation, with the exception of Roark.
That's a good point. So let's just kind of explain to listeners this whole
thing. Well, hold on. He made a big statement there.
Yeah.
You know, but he said that all of the rotation has problematic mechanics, except for Roark.
Well, you got Scherzer, Strasburg, Gonzalez, and Fiers, right?
And Gio.
Yeah. And all those guys are problematic. Now, sure. Well, the thing about Scherzer, the reason he hasn't broken down is that he had a trick that let him stay healthy. But the thing is his velocity was up about 2 to 3 miles an hour in the second half of the season, which is why he was so ridiculous. But the concern I have is that that's actually putting more stress on his arm. So, you know, Scherzer at the top is riskier than he was. You know, Strasburg, I would argue that he was fighting what were really shoulder problems. I think they were being characterized differently or maybe felt differently. Gio had some problems with effectiveness in the second half of the season, you know, and then Fiers has had some issues, you know, kind of.
Who are you talking about?
No. Mike Fiers doesn't play for the Nats. He's not with the Nats.
Oh, not the Fiers. I'm thinking the lefty.
Fisker. Yeah, right. You're just saying the wrong name. Okay. I want to get back to Strauss for a second. Then I'm going to get to your question, Jason. Was Strauss and these, like, weird sort of, like, back issue things that he was complaining of this year? Did you follow that at all? Does that make any sense to you?
Well, I followed it closely, and I don't think those are back issues. I think those are shoulder issues.
Okay.
I think those are issues in the back of the shoulder. Because that's the thing. That's all the muscles on the scapula. I mean, you could call that the back, but it's also, you know, it's also the shoulder. It's all kind of mixed up there. And
what is going on there, in your opinion?
He's overloading his arm, and the decelerators on the back of his arm are starting to break. His brakes are wearing out.
So, do you see? Where is this going? What's the progression on this? Where are we headed?
My concern is that he's going to have an even worse, less effective year next or in 16 than he did in 15. I think 15 was just a portion of the problems that he's going to have going forward.
Now, when the Nats say they, you know, anytime he goes on the DL, the Nats say, "Oh, he's working on some things. We're trying to improve the mechanics." Have you seen him improve anything over the last couple of years since he had the surgery?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't see any difference in all the stuff that they talk about. Really doesn't make sense.
So the inverted W. So for people,
you mean the M?
Yeah, exactly. So for for the inverted W, just on your website, some of these still photos are unbelievable. It's basically all about that front foot being on the ground before the ball is vertical or above the head. And a lot of times these balls are still below their shoulders, or maybe, I think you call it flat arm. It's just kind of head level. Why are some of these pitchers throwing like why are they taught at a young age to throw like
that's
this?
That's how they get extra power, right? The way they kind of pinch their back or something. Didn't you explain that at some point?
I call it flat arm syndrome. You could also call it a timing problem. But what that does is that overloads the body and allows you to throw harder at an earlier age, which is why velocities are up across Major League Baseball. But I would also say that's why injuries are up across baseball, and they're just going to keep going up.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of running an engine past the red line. You know, yeah, it works for a while. The NASCAR guys can do it because they can drop in a new engine if they blow an engine. But, you know, if you blow your arm, hopefully you just blow the elbow and not the shoulder, but it's really hard to determine whether you're going to get the elbow or the shoulder.
And Matt Harvey has the same exact mechanic. Based on
he's a little bit better than he was when he first came up. Jose Fernandez is actually the worst example of that, and his timing actually got worse when he came back from the DL, which is why he broke down so fast with what I believe is a shoulder injury.
Right.
I'm really concerned about Fernandez for next year.
Do any of these people, like, I know that you've worked with some teams, but like, are you considered an outsider? Do these general managers, do they accept you, or are you kind of the bad guy because you're bringing up all of these questions and nobody wants to deal with you?
I think it's generally the second.
Yeah.
For one thing, I'm nobody, but I am I spent most of my career troubleshooting computer systems, and in some ways this is a lot easier than that. But there's a lot of the attitude is, you know, next man up. I had a dinner meeting with the pro scouting department of a team, and the whole attitude there was, you know, we're going to use them until they break, and then we'll find somebody else. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense to a degree when you see how many guys are in the system. But, you know, just in the case of the Cardinals, if they have to bring up a guy from AAA, generally speaking, everybody's nervous. You know, and there's a reason why a guy's pitching at AAA and not in the big leagues.
Has anybody with the Nationals ever contacted you? They've had so many guys go through this with Tommy John, very public sort of issues that they've been dealing with. Have you ever had any correspondence with their scouts, their trainers, their front office people, et cetera?
Yes, in 2010, I talked to you guys.
Yeah.
And the medical director, Dr. Dogui, for the Nationals, put this study together, and then 2 years later, after the study was done, he contacted me. He actually wanted me to present with him, but then the whole sequester thing happened, and that killed his funding. But so Dr. Dogui is aware of the issue and kind of wrote the paper that basically confirmed what I said, which said, you know, the inverted W isn't the main cause. The main cause is the timing problem.
Yeah.
So whether you've got an inverted W or you've got flat arm syndrome, the problem is that causes the timing problem. Now the problem is that there are these firewalls within organizations, you know, where the general manager and the coaching staff, and they're kind of doing separate things. Sometimes they're better than others, but in a lot of cases, this information isn't getting past the firewalls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's stuck. The medical guys know it, but the pitching coaches either don't know it or don't buy into it.
Yeah.
This is fascinating stuff. I want to get him on again.
The website is great. I mean, the picture you have, the side-by-sides that you have for Nolan Ryan and Jose Fernandez is really telling because, I mean, you can still throw the ball hard with the proper mechanics because Nolan Ryan did it and Tom Seaver did it. But Jose Fernandez, the ball is literally at his waist when his foot is almost down on the ground. That's
incredible. There's no way that's good for you. There's just no way.
Well, he's already had the surgery.
Right. It's not. I think Fernandez will be lucky to make it to the All-Star break.
What do you project? So the Nats have decided they're moving on from Jordan Zimmermann, right? And some people have suggested, because they've done research and found that guys that have Tommy John last X number of innings or X number of years before they break down again. Do you foresee something like that happening with Jordan? And do you think, just as an opinion, that's true, that's probably what the Nats are thinking?
I think that's what they are thinking. I've actually discovered, kind of watching him from afar, I wasn't sure why he was staying healthy. I did actually predict his Tommy John surgery when I scouted him in 07. He's got a trick very similar to Scherzer.
What's the trick?
Keeping him healthier.
What's the trick? Quickly, I know we got to let you go. What's the trick?
It's basically a way of reducing the impact of the timing problem, of giving the arm a little more time to get up before the shoulders start to rotate.
What is he doing? Like, he's planting his foot in a certain way?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
And Scherzer does the same thing, but the problem is that Scherzer stopped doing that, so his timing is worse, which is why he's throwing harder, but now I'm more nervous about it.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Fascinating stuff.
Check out his website, chrisoleary.com. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. We'll get you on again soon.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Chris. See you, buddy.
Tomorrow, there's Chalk Talk with John Riggins. We're giving away tickets right now. Caller 10. Tickets to our next installment of Chalk Talk as we welcome legendary Redskins running back John Riggins. You can call us at 800-636-1067. It is tomorrow at Morton's Steakhouse in Reston from 10 till 2. Should be a great time. You get your three-course meal. Get up close and personal. Questions and answers from the Hall of Famer, John Riggins. Tickets on sale now. Visit 1067thefandc.com/chalktalk for all the details.
I know we got to run. It's chrisoleary.com. Check it out. It's been out there
for
years.
Website, yeah.
Been out there for years. I agree with him 100% on this. The Strauss stuff. It's not just like random shoulder things. It's random back things. These are all connected.
It's the way he's throwing it. Yes, absolutely.
And he's breaking down. This is what's happened.
All the young pitchers will throw like that.
We could ignore it if we're Nats fans if we want, or we could accept it as a reality and hopefully try to change it. But it doesn't appear like they are.
But it's not because Dusty Baker's just throwing him out there for the eighth inning instead of taking him out in the seventh.
It's all Dusty's fault.
Yeah.
Even before he's taken over.
Let's just blame Dusty.
Tomorrow, we actually interview Dusty Baker. Granddaddy, they're up next right here on The Fan.
Play to win your share of $1 million every week this football season at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with a team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, and pick up your winnings. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use code GOAL and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy contest. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Enter GOAL for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.